Gear 5 came out, and believe it or not, I wasn't too thrilled about how it was animated.
Yeah, it was just whelming, huh?
Huh?
It's whelming. You wasn't overjoyed?
I wasn't overwhelmed or... No, so, like... Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, and what do you say, Herbie? Help, before you go with the jokes, what do you say after that?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
No. After that, bro. Like for the non-binary people.
Mm-hmm. I would just say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and keep the saying going.
Canceled. Moving. We're done. We're canceled. Welcome back to the
shop. That's what to say it's been, so.
Welcome back to the shop. I'm your host, Sinji, with me.
Can't misquote it.
What's up?
This is like a quote. You can't misquote it, per se.
Yo, I think you can now. I think they're about to cancel the quote.
It may not be correct, but, you know.
Damn it. You guys are trying to change history. Can't just go changing history. History doesn't change.
It does. History always alters, and it's always written by the viewpoint of the victors. So it may not be the complete story.
Hey.
But, you know, that's where you go back and you look at the document and stuff, and like, oh, they actually knew about this, or this, that, and the other.
Justice is always determined by the winner.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well... I'm your host, Sinji. With me, as always, my co-host, Erpe.
What up? Thank you, people. Thank you.
No, Erpe. Do it right. Do it right. Erpe! I got you, dog. Don't worry.
No. I was doing something different this week. Try to switch it up.
I'm sorry. Wrong button.
That's why I did crickets for you.
Whoa, uncalled for. Erby, you got a flavor this week?
I do, dog. It's, I'm gonna give it to my boy Jinwoo. Man, oh, died.
Did you listen to, Seven?
Yeah, he died, but he's back.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. He had his heart stabbed out, but he's back. So, I'm like, huh.
Because he had another one, like DJ Khaled.
My man Necromancy himself.
Arise.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man. And he got all the restrictor plates off. So I'm like, shh. My boy good.
Yeah, my boy Igris can talk now. So what's up?
He all right. He light work.
Nah, Igris been there since day one.
Has he? I don't recall.
He's been since he got the necromancy powers, he's been there since day one.
That's interesting. I'm not too sure.
Trust me, I am. I've read it multiple times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just keep reading it wrong.
What?
I know how your educational system is over there.
Whoa. Just because I don't know where... states and countries are, or how many continents there might be.
I think there's 7. I didn't say all that.
Doesn't mean I don't know how to read.
I don't know, dog. I just, what's your flavor?
My flavor is coming out of a webtoon called Teenage Mercenary, and it is the specific moment where, like, he's training, I think it's Ijin, but it could be Ijin.
Ijin Guild?
No, Ijin. Like, so Ijin. What do you think that, how do you spell that out in Korean?
How would you say? Ijin. I have no idea.
The entire time I was saying Ijin, but then I thought about it and I was like, it could be Ijin, maybe. I don't know. But he's been, like, volunteering and like training with like these bodyguards crew, and like he was part of like team 2 and like these other crew, I won't get too far into the story because like it's a little complicated, but like this other crew was like, you guys aren't sufficient enough to watch, be her bodyguard because you guys let her get kidnapped. And then they're like, said, let's see who is sufficient. Let's have a sparring match. But it was like, but we can't watch her because we're team three. We're in charge of watching her, and that'll hinder our performance. And it was like, well, team two isn't. Let's do this. And then, like, my man Ijin was like, there seems to be misunderstanding. I am part of team two. So then first guy he goes against, boom, puts him down. Easy. And they were like, yo, go Ijin. Show him for us. We can do it. And they were like, my turn, my turn. And then Ijin turns around. He's like, next. And then he beat two more people. But like, it was the next part. I was like, yo, my man. Yeah, it's like, I think you enjoy it because it's not like Weak Hero, but it's kind of like Weak Hero, but it's not like Weak Hero. It has a high school student, but like, there's no bullying. There's a little bit of bullying, but that's just introduce it. How fucking dare you?
Wrap it up. Wrap it
up. He said it's just a flavor. Hurry up. Don't be limited to me. We have a short episode this week.
Is it short? Yes. Maybe I have a whole other thing to talk about then.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. All right. Let's go on again into this episode of Buddy Daddies. Everyone will be hypocrites. So, let's see. Is that the right one? I think it is. Let's see. Oh, that's weird. Episode 11, right?
Plot twist. He didn't watch it. Yeah, episode
11. I did watch it. Okay. I was like, wait, I feel like I'd seen this last week. So they're all disheveled over Mary being gone, and this is what I was watching. I was like, I had a feeling. I was like, oh, Mary might just run away to go see her papas, but I don't know. It's like, maybe not. So they're sulking all day and night, and eventually they're discussing to get rid of the apartment, and they're splitting up.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ray was a smoker. But he didn't smoke because he had Miri. And now he's like, here, you keep my lighter, Kazuki. Nice little parting gift for the boy. Feel kind of sad for Ray. He's giving up smoking.
Poor Ray.
And he's not even there. He's hurt. I see it in his eyes. And Kazuki's like, yeah, I'm gonna go leave, do some work. And so then Ray, he goes back home. Let's see. And Mary's like, I miss my papas. And yeah, Ray goes back to his father, I meant to say. He's like, I miss my papas. And Ray's father's like, oh, you still can't get back to work because you still got ties you need to cut. I'm like, oh, this man, I think he just wanted to kill them anyway. Because they took away his son. They made his son find purpose and other stuff without him. So he's like, oh yeah, I think that was another undertone. And so then like he runs out because the father said she's a distraction, and he's like, please father, no, don't kill them. And I'm like, oh yeah, anytime you see that, you know it's always a death that's gonna happen. So then he rushes out, calls Kazuki, and tells him to get to Amiri. And then the assassin dude shows up at her mother's doorstep. I'm like, oh, man. She's like, oh, this must be from so-and-so. But, like, I feel like they would have called and told her that stuff was on the way or something. So she just opened the door, and she gets shot. Pew, pew. Pew, crazy pew. Assassin man. I'm like, oh, goodness. And what delivery man delivers at, like, 8 or 9 o'clock at night? Like, come on. Who's doing that? Well, maybe Amazon, but, you know.
They do say by the end of the day.
They don't. I think the latest they had one before was like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I've had one super late before.
Yeah, I feel like they would just, they were supposed to get there early, but then they just like fell off or something happened. And they're like, I'm just going to deliver these packages at my leisure. So that's what I think. And then, so Kosuke shows up. They start fighting. He gets shot. He calls the cops. And I thought this was like a high IQ play move. The guy's talking to Kosuke. He's giving his monologue. And he's like, oh. He's like, yeah, I'm just off for time. And he's like, hey, right now, shoot. And he moves out the way. I'm like, oh, I was looking for Ray to be there. I was like, there's no way Ray got there that fast.
Nope.
Yeah. And so then my boy Q comes up. He's playing the sounds. He's like, the police are here. I called 911, and the real police were supposed to get there. But they didn't get there because it was just my boy Q. But they eventually showed up. And so they leave. They go to the safe house. Q apologizes. She's like, oh, this is my fault. Like, I thought she would have known or she could have got out, like, it would help and this, that, and the other. And he just made some wrong decisions and got that woman killed. And he got blood on his hands. Yeah, he said he's sorry. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I would forgive him. But, yeah, so essentially the next part, they're coming to terms with Miri. They're like, she can't be here. She got to go to an orphanage and this, that, and the other. And Kazi is like, we'll fake her death. And then she'll have a life without us. And Ray's like, I want to keep her. I'm like, oh, okay, Ray. Ain't showed this much emotion the whole time other than the field day.
True.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, Ray, I want to raise Miri because essentially made him feel again. And Kazuki, he doesn't want that. Thinks Miri could do better without them. And then they come together and they want to work to keep Miri. And then that kind of ends.
I think something worth mentioning was that while they were in their feels about Miri being gone, first of all, Kosuke pretended dust got in his eye cleaning her room.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray saw her rubber ducky and, like, went to sleep while touching it with a smile on his face, like a half smile. It's like, aw, Ray.
Yeah. But yeah, the hitman was crazy. He's like, oh, the police are here, so you gotta tell him her last words. I'm like, man, this guy's sick. Sick killer.
Well, he said in the car with Ray that, like, he doesn't really care about all this stuff. He just wants to, like, he just finds killing interesting or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, sick weirdo. Yeah, well, this show's going to be over soon, next episode, because I don't feel like it's going to renew. Because it definitely ain't a banger like my girl Anya in Spy Family, so.
No, it's not. It's a one season.
Yeah.
One hit a quitter.
Definitely ain't that cool. I felt they would have shown Miri doing like more stuff, or like if Miri was like, if they was going out on missions and Miri would like sneak along and help and do that, so.
Mm. Oh, just to give us like a little break between Buddy Daddies and Arista Kime.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention, and like, I guess people who know me would probably be surprised that this wasn't my flavor of the week, but Gear 5 came out, and believe it or not, I wasn't too thrilled about how it was animated.
Yeah, it was just whelming, huh?
Huh?
It's whelming. I wasn't overwhelmed.
No, so, like, if you, like, read anything regarding it, you'd know that, like, Gear 5's inspiration comes off from Tom and Jerry. Like, Oda loves, like, Tom and Jerry, and, like, he wanted to make Gear 5 more free-spirited, I guess, nothing too serious, and, like, he wanted to, like, that's where he got his inspiration from. So, like, I think the design was a little inspired by, like, Dragon Ball, the way Luffy's hair turns white and, like, almost Super Saiyan-ish. But the cartoon aspect in the manga, like, you can see everything very clearly because it's panel with, like, still pictures. But I think they had so many people working on this the past 7 months that, like, some of it was just hard to keep up with. Like, it was just, like, a little over-the-top cartoony. And it was just, like, I get the inspiration, but, like, did it have to be so much?
Would you say it made you sad?
No, it didn't make me sad, but I feel like it's one of those things where, like, less could have been more. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think you're a little sad, my guy.
Like, I'm not telling you to watch the freaking episode, but, like, if you go to, like, YouTube, the Crunchyroll's YouTube, you'll see, like, a little bit of clips. Like, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and, like, if just watch it on your spare time and let me know if you agree it was a little over the top. That was completely misplaced and uncalled for.
Yeah.
I said nothing. That's like a when you finish talking kind of sound.
Yeah, I was just tell you, wrap it up, my guy.
How dare you?
There's enough Luffy talk on here. If anyone's going to slander Luffy, it's going to be me.
I'm not even slandering Luffy. I'm slandering the animators.
Is Luffy not animated?
The form is great.
Maybe. Slander.
I'm just hoping in the future they like ease up a little on it.
They won't. They never ease up.
They probably won't.
Never, ever. Yeah, okay. On to the next debacle here. Aristocrats, otherworldly adventures, servant gods who go too far. Season 1, Episode 8, The Royal Academy. So, yeah, this episode is pretty, I don't know. I feel like lackluster. But yeah, so exam day starts. Yeah.
What have we been watching here this whole time? You know what I'm saying? We're pretty much just like trying to get to the end and see if it ends up being worth it.
Yeah. It's like one of those ones where like, you're like, oh, this one might be heating up a little bit, heating up. And then you're like, nope, when is it going to heat up? But yeah. So exam, he takes the exam. And it's like, oh, this exam should take you like 2 hours. And he takes in like 30 minutes because he knows everything and he does all the magical stuff. And I'm like, oh, my man, this is like really, you know, he's really OP doing this. So then we found out my boy Kaiying has to do a magical aptitude portion. And they're like, oh, yeah, use the spell. He's like, yeah, you use weak spells to do the target. I'm like, oh, okay, what giant spell is he going to do now? So my boy ends up making, like, a blue fire bullet and just blows through everything. Blows up the wall. He only did that because it's like, oh, they had a magic barrier in place, but there wasn't a magic barrier. Well, there was, but he was just too strong for the barrier. And so he blew it up, and all the other kids were just looking atrocious. And he's like, oh, this is what normal kids would look like. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, so then they get to the sword portion. And my boy Claude's there. And he's like, oh, yeah, I want to spar with you, Kaiying. And they're like, oh, yeah, let's spar. So he's using the spar. And then Kaiying uses boost. And then Claude uses boost, and then it turns out to like this full like on battle. They're like flying all over the place, and people can't see. They can't keep up. It's like, wow. And so this was almost my other flavor of the week when the examiner steps in and is like, hey, that's enough. He's like, you're doing a little too much. All the kids here were traumatized, which was funny. Made me laugh. But yeah. Claude definitely wants to go on an adventure with Kaiying just so he can see him fight.
Yes.
Yeah, and then so the test is over and Kaiying gets home. And he's like, oh, I think I placed, but like, I feel like he should be too strong to actually get in, you know?
There's like this. did we both watch the one show where the I think it's the Wise Man's Grandchild where he actually becomes a teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was gonna happen.
The teacher of the I don't know if he was a teacher, but it's like more of like the magical club he got in there. If that makes sense. Like he was teaching kids spells on the side.
Yeah, I know they made him the leader of a club. Yeah. But I thought they gave him a class too.
Yeah, they gave him, that was a classroom that he did. Like, I don't think he didn't teach anything, but they met in the classroom and he taught him there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So.
I thought that's what they're going to do, my boy Kaim.
They probably should have, because he definitely doesn't belong in there. Yeah. Then there's a meeting with the king, and they get to talking, and like, oh, Kaim, what interest exam did you use? Oh, I used the south entrance, which all the nobles were supposed to take place in the north entrance. And I'm like, huh. Separation of nobles. And the one examiner was complaining about him at the end, which was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has to give a speech because he's the top of the class. And so he gets a speech. I did have a thought, like, why didn't they announce this man as a baron?
I thought that too. But if later on, he, like, when the three brats are bullying Catgirl, he mentions that, like, noble status doesn't matter in the school. Or it's not supposed to matter in the school. So maybe that's why they didn't introduce him as Baron.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, so, he gets his speech, the king comes out, and the king just starts hitting him on the back and just, like, talking and this, that, and the other, and just slapping my boy in the back. And I'm like, oh, man, my king, is he going to say something? You going to start hitting my boy? So then they pick their course of the studies for the school year. And this is the fight that you jumped ahead to say, little time traveler, you. And those three little twerps are there, and they're harassing his friend, Kaine's friend. Kaine steps in, and he says the whole spiel about, class doesn't matter, nobles, laddy-daddy. Then Telesti and Silk come in, like, oh, do I have to tell my fathers? And then, the little twerps run away. And so then they talk to the girl. And this is when Kaine hears a mysterious voice. And he has to go to the library and talk to him. And I don't know if that's the founder yet, but it's like someone that knows about him. Or, yeah. I feel like it's like one of those, like, you know how like Minato did that thing for Naruto where he could talk to him eventually when he showed up?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the case here. Might be one of those ones. I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah. Yep, that's that. It'll be over here soon, the torture.
Hey, I mean, the gods mentioned something happening soon, so unfortunately, I think it's going to happen last episode, and it's going to be like, oh, next season.
No, it's not going to get renewed for next season. It's donezo for me.
You know what I wish had another season?
What?
Remember Lug?
Yeah.
The really modest guy that came from, like, the boonies, something like that.
Lloyd.
It might be Lloyd. The kid who was just, like, really OP, but, like, really, really nice and assumed everyone was, like, he was just weak.
Yeah, Lug's, that's the one that, the assassin one.
No, not that one then. The one that's suppose a boy from the
boonies. Yeah, Lloyd's Lloyd's that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I wanted that one to get a second season. I enjoyed that one.
It was pretty entertaining. Like he, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. I just could tell by the pace and whatever that I don't think it was getting another one, which is unfair, but you know, here we
Yeah.
go.
Shall we get into some Vinland Saga?
Yeah.
Did you read Chojin? I didn't read Chojin.
No, I didn't read Trojan.
Okay, all right, no Chojin. All right, Vinland Saga, Episode 4, A True Warrior. Okay. There is a lot to talk about in this, and there's also not a lot to talk about in this. So let's just get to it. Thor's was still destroying people left and right with his fists. But Bjorn, he ate that berserker mushroom and he went berserk. But even he went down and he went down with a two piece. So when Askeladd wanted to capture the kids to sell them, Bjorn actually got back up. Do you know how to properly say his name?
I think it's Bjorn.
Bjorn? All right, I'll say Bjorn.
It's not Bjorn, it's like Bjorn. It's like the
Bjorn.
B and J's merge.
I'm just gonna say Bjorn.
You could say Bjorn or you
Bjorn.
know, yeah.
Bjorn. He's not gonna be important in a few sentences, but
Yeah.
he gets back up, and then like while Askeladd is laying down the planks to cross over. Freaking Thor sends Bjorn across the freaking the way and like smashes through one of the planks. And then he jumps all the way to the boat where he's ready to face off with the guys. Thor ends up challenging Askeladd to a duel with their freedom at stake, and Askeladd accepted. They did have guys still up with arrows aiming at them, but they couldn't shoot unless Askeladd gave the signal. With a short conversation with Askeladd, Thor's figured out that Floki was the one who set this up. And once they settled on the duel and got ready, Askeladd cut the freaking rope on the sail, which dropped the sail. And in that brief time, he ducked under the sail and tried to cut Thor's. But Thor's, with experience, reacted to time and the cut was shallow. From then point on, it was just Askeladd was on the defensive with Thor's overpowering him, but like he still managed to block everything. Well, he thought he was blocking everything, but Thor's was actually aiming for the weapon. Once Askeladd realized that Thor's was aiming for the weapon, he used the weapon against Thor's. So like he positioned his weapon to break Thor's blade, but then he ended up swinging wide, and Thor's hit the weapon out of his hand, kicked it up by the hilt to his feet, and then held the sword at his neck. And Askeladd's like, "Oh, this is what he wanted all along." With that being said, Bjorn woke up. And he couldn't, since Askeladd wouldn't admit defeat because he looked bad in front of his men, he was trying to force Thor's to kill him. Bjorn got tired of waiting and jumped across and took the knife from Thorfinn and held it at his neck and became a hostage situation. Thor's ended up having to give up, and Askeladd admitted that he lost the duel and he gave the signal for the arrows to rain down on him. Thor's asked leave to take his head to the leader of Jon's Vikings so they don't suspect that he fled and attacked the village. Thor's also asked that to like keep his promise and like let them go. He agreed. Well, I can't tell if he agreed. You just see them on a boat later. But Thorfinn runs to his dad and like hugs him goodbye. Thor smiles, and that's how we lose a great Viking warrior, retired Viking warrior, but a great warrior of the sea. While they're sailing away with the boat attached, Thorfinn actually snuck onto the boat. He was crying, but we didn't know he was on the boat. And this is where I asked earlier, it was like, he's on the cutscene, he's with Astolad, or Askeladd, however you say the guy's name. Why is he there? Why is he with them? Because I'm assuming Astolad's the one who kills Thors, and he's got to know that the kids has it out for him. So when he comes out, they notice that he's like, yo, Astolad, come back here. The kid snuck onto the boat. And it was like, oh, is he going to kill us? And then they actually look at his face, and like they're like actually shook by the look of crazed look in his eyes, thirsting for revenge. And he's like screaming, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And like the kid did, you know, Thorfinn looked like he was ready to go. And like if you look at him in the opening scenes, the opening theme, like you see his face progression towards like the time skip. So I don't think we might get like a time skip towards next episode, like from like at the end, or we might get it episode 6. But we're going to get a time skip soon.
Will we though?
Yeah, yeah. The opening scene shows him through like two more different ages, I think.
I don't know. It's definitely different.
We'll see.
Who knows?
It's faster than Kaim.
Yeah. I was kind of one of the things I did like was when he challenged his Askeladd to the battle. I was like, how do you know I was a leader? Because he's like, I could smell it. And I was like, ooh, okay. He just knew.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good fight. And I really enjoyed it.
Now, my good sir.
And I would say, yeah. And then the little Thorfinn, he's like, why did my dad have to die? Your dad died because you snuck on the ship because you thought it'd be cool to go to war. If he had the hostage, he could have been did that.
Nah, he would have just grabbed one of the other boys, but Thorfinn was the weakest one. But really, Thor's died because he didn't want to kill. Thor's died because he didn't want to kill Askeladd. Even though they wouldn't have let him go anyway.
Yeah, I would say it was all his fault. If he wasn't there, the other boys would have at least been paying attention and wouldn't have been overpowered as much.
Yo, they did nothing. They might have
died in the process.
Dude Bjorn had his back turned to all four of them. They did nothing to help Thorfinn.
Yeah, they helped poor Bjorn.
They could have just stabbed him in the neck or something.
Absolutely zero.
Oh, this is plot progression. Because all four of them could have did something about this.
Yeah, and I'm like, man. But yeah, gave him a little signal to fire and lit the boy up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was all Thorfinn's fault. He shouldn't have been on the ship.
I can accept that.
Your daddy died. You made him weak because he would have been willing to risk all of their lives because they were soldiers and they weren't a boy. But yeah. I did like the moment when he was like, I'm still weak because I still need a sword. I was like, oh, man, because I'm not a true warrior. I'm like, yeah, might not be one now.
That's the opposite of what Thorfinn thinks. He's like, yo, I'm about to sword all of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, like you have to see. You have to see when I grow up. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, man.
In hindsight, I'm glad you didn't watch that anime that I picked, because I think it's giving me Aristocrat vibes.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about, Herb?
Yeah, I'm going to give a few words to my boy Jin Sung Woo. My man. Yeah, he finally got the reins off. The architect put on there. He's strong now. He had all the peoples there. Had his little date with I forget the woman's name.
Chow?
Yeah, Chow, but yeah.
Chow. When my man told the Frost Monarch to wait right here, I didn't allow the beast to go away.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I was like, I see you. And he killed him with like four hits. I was like, dang.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I'll forgive you if you can survive the amount of hits you gave me.
Yeah. I think it was, what also was a sad part was when his father was there.
Aww.
And he protected him, but then he was like dying. And he's like, yeah, you know, didn't want you to see me here because, you know, a parent shouldn't leave twice for the child. I'm like, you didn't leave. You just got sucked up in there. And then they spit you out.
Got burdened with responsibilities.
Yeah. He couldn't sustain the light anymore. But yeah, I feel like his father should have made an entrance like two farms ago. After he escaped, he should have just been out like, oh, at least seen his friends in the world once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he's been doing all that time? Just sitting there chilling? He's not trying to thwart any armies or anything? Or help out people to get stronger for the fight? Like,
well, he seemed like he was chasing the monarchs, but he should have been like, if the foreshadowing was true and like he actually knew that Jinwoo was as strong as he is, he should have been like back in Korea trying to help
get even stronger.
Yeah, like you could have done something more than like show up at the end to prolong.
Yeah. And maybe if he had did that, like he wouldn't even need to die. Like he could have fought alongside him, but.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm just like, man. But I do that one Chinese person, I forget his name, the top hunter of China.
Zhang Ling or something like that?
Yeah, I messed with him though, because he was like, I can't let these phonies just keep trying to do this, because when I was trying to help them out, they was questioning why. And he sent them all away. I was like, yeah, I see you, guy, because I feel the same way.
Yeah, I fucked with him. He's one of the characters that, like, obviously, right now, it's kind of, like, too late because he respects Jinwoo so much. But, like, he was one of those characters earlier when Jinwoo was at the, like, it was in America. They was like, yo, are they setting up a fight between these two? And then it's like, oh, okay, well, I guess it's too late to set up a fight between these two.
Yeah.
My man wholeheartedly respects Jinwoo now.
Yeah. And just Hunter looking Song. At, the beast, yeah. I'm like, man, yeah, he's pretty strong. So, but yeah,
Yo, guys, I can't believe that I'm obsessed with something that Irby is actually enjoying. Can I just say, it's like, his commitment to solo leveling. Granted, it's always a little behind me, but that's okay.
That's because I wait till I get my free credits.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Me, baby, I'm patient. I wait up.
Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
For free credits, gets it.
But I shit you not, Irby, if you read random webtoons, a lot of them have the same fucking concept. Hunters, S-Rank, Soul in Korea, Dungeon Breaks, a lot of them have the same concept. It's like isekais in Japan.
I saw another one. It was, what was it? It was, I was like, oh, this System Reborn or something where he gets to choose the power. I was like, oh, this is like solo leveling. So I was like, yeah.
Is it like he's in like the Tower of Trials?
I have no idea.
No, I don't think that's it. Never mind.
It's like a group of them, and then like he has a choice to either become like the strongest or something. Like, I was like, oh, this is solo leveling adjacent.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them are like that. But that's why when solo leveling gets finally animated, if it's done correctly, it's going to immediately be a popular anime because, like, there's nothing currently out like it. There's tons of isekais, but there's nothing like the solo leveling right now. On webtoons in Korea, there's a ton of manhwas like solo leveling. But as far as I know, there's no anime like it yet.
Interesting.
Not that I've heard of, anyway. I haven't seen an anime where, you know, people get awakened, they do dungeon breaks, blah, blah, blah. E rank to S rank, because the main character always has to end up as an S rank somehow. So, I don't know. We'll see. Anything else you want to talk about, Irby?
No, I think that's about it.
All right. Let's wrap it up then. You want to send us off?
Nah, dog. It's all you.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much. Thank you. If you enjoyed, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.